We could use Mark's flag.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. To the Republic. Which stands.
One nation.
Under God. All right, get our roll call. Roll call.
Ms. DeGeniro. Mr. D'Onofrio. Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mrs. Kurtica.
Here.
Mr. DiMartino.
Which Joseph. One?
Here. Joseph. Mr. James DiMartino.
He's here, but he's on mute. He's having a hard time getting off mute.
Okay. Mr. Hyder. Mr. Hyder is muted. I see him there.
He is there. I know he was going to be doing a duel with the school too. So.
All right, Mr. Hyder. Okay. Mr. Sampson.
Here.
Okay, I see Mr. Hyder. The record should reflect that Mr. Hyder is present.
All right.
Mr. Mayor, you do have a quorum present.
All right, excellent. Addition, deletions, corrections, and adoption to the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I have none.
Get it off. I want off. Something's not right.
Jim, it's working good now.
Yeah, yeah. Jim, you're on.
Jim, you're on.
You're on.
It's not, I'm not on.
Yes, yeah, you are. Jim, you're on. Jim. Okay. Jim, you're on. I can see you.
Deep breath.
You got a Miami hat on?
Can't see anybody else. Okay.
You're good, brother. All right. Public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak on the agenda?
I believe I am. My name is Ken Duclos.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the agenda for my proposal to rent O'Sullivan Island Recreation Park. You should have all received a letter.
Yes.
But I want to use those grounds as grounds for a flea market that my son, myself, and my wife put on.
Okay.
Along with some hired personnel to, you know, control traffic and parking and whatnot. But you should have received a letter. I don't want to go over everything with you. I just wanted to introduce myself and to let you know I'm very serious about this, and so is my son and my wife. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask. But I believe it'll be a great thing for the town, because these flea markets these days, I don't know if anybody has gone up to Elephant's Trunk, but it's quite a tourist attraction, and I think it would be good for the town of Derby.
Hey, sir. I appreciate that. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Mayor Sarah Wadomsky, 95 Academy Hill Road. I would like to take this opportunity to commend the town clerk's office for the work they did during the election process. You know, they went out of their way to help the public by extending their hours multiple times to accommodate Derby voters regarding voter registration and voting by absentee ballot, and to answer any questions they had. You know, what a wonderful service that was provided. And I'd also like the registrars and all the poll workers for all the time spent working so hard on this election. Job well done to all.
Absolutely, Sarah. I think it was a phenomenal job by everyone. A great recognition right there. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to speak.
Go ahead, Tom.
Who's this?
I'm Line 80, 79 Sunset Drive.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to speak about that easement again. I'm getting tired of talking about it, but I do have a petition with about 40 plus signatures from all the neighbors. I'd like to get into the record or however you want me to do it. But we're dead against it still, because we just have no faith in what can happen up there. We're worried about maybe all the kids congregating if the road is blocked off, maybe go up there, do what they're doing, drink. I don't know what they would do if they're hanging around. Or my vision is that I don't think that gate will be locked. And I think once they figure out that the buses can come in Pulaski Highway and go out that way, they're going to definitely make that an exit, and we can't afford any more traffic on this road. The city of Derby is getting nothing out of this. So if by chance, which I hope that the board does not pass it, but if they do, the least that we can do is we can negotiate with the Ansonia, because the Fountain Lake Park Road up in Ansonia, we have no easement to. The only way we can get to Fountain Lake is through Silver Hill. So maybe if they do vote for this, maybe we can do it with a stipulation that they give us an easement to Fountain Lake Road. And that's how I feel. And hopefully the Board of Aldermen will reject this. If not, they will get us an easement to Fountain Lake. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Mayor?
Hold on 1 second. Mr. Lynette, if you have something to submit, if you could just please bring that to the town clerk's office and we will incorporate it.
Okay, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Carmen?
Carmen DeCenzo, 7 Gennady Drive. I'd like to speak on the easement for a few minutes. Mr. Lazowski, Mr. Golden, Mr. Lambert, these are the people that are going to be physically touched by the Colane Road. And you have to understand one thing. The Colane Road is not Derby's Road. It's Ansonia's Road. Whether you vote for this yes or you vote for this no, Ansonia will be putting the road in. There will be a locked gate. The gate should be put into the agreement with the Ansonia to make sure that gate is locked and only used for emergency vehicles. If you vote no, if the Board of Aldermen vote no, not to give them the easement, they're going to do the road and they're not going to do any drainage for the city. So the three people that their properties abut the road may have runoff, may have mud, may have water in their backyards. And not only that, but what it's going to do with the water coming down the road, what it's going to do to Wittick Park. If I was one of these three homeowners, I would be pressing the Board of Aldermen to vote yes, because then the Ansonia has to fix the drainage so I don't get runoff in my backyard. And so the property on Wittick Park doesn't get destroyed. But as it stands now, if you vote no, you're not doing the homeowners any favor. And the locked gate could be put right into the contract with the Ansonia. And I'm sure our corp counsel can back me up on that. And as far as the letter that came into the packet about the industrial park, I've already been talking to Ms. Sheila O'Malley from Ansonia. I've already been up to the industrial park to survey, not to survey, but to look over the land and where it actually touches Derby. There's quite a big area there, and it would be something that we can work on with them. And that's all I have to say. I have no dog in the fight here. I'm just trying to protect these four homeowners, and I'm trying to protect Wittick Park. If you vote no, we're going to have problems. If you vote yes, Ansonia is responsible for proper drainage. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. And I think, Carmen, also, there is 60% of the water coming through is already from Derby, and they are going to fix that problem.
Correct.
That's the whole issue here. If it's not like they're going to build this road and there's going to be more water going into the Derby side They're going to fix the problem that's already there.
Right.
Gate is going to be locked. And so I just want to reiterate exactly what you're saying. So,
and also in the agreement should be that the Derby and Ansonia Police Department and emergency departments have keys to the gate.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Yes, I'd like to speak again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I first of all, the neighbors of the property owners, I'm pretty sure are on this petition, because I don't think that Mike Golden, I know he doesn't, I talked to him and his wife, they want to look outside and see a street there and all that. If Ansonia wants to do it, let him do it. And then if the runoff comes off onto Derby property, then we go talk to our corporation counsel and tell them to fix it. I mean, to me, that thing has been up there for years like this. All of a sudden now it's a big deal. It's not a big deal. All right? I mean, why can't we get an easement for Fountain Lake then? Why can't you tell the mayor of Ansonia, if the Board of Aldermen is going to approve this nightmare, then at least we get something out of the deal too. I don't understand. Carm, I respect your opinion, but I know Golden is against it. And like all the other neighbors up here, so if you don't have a dog in the fight, we do. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Third and last call. All right, public portion is now closed. We're going to go to department head meetings. Reports, finance director.
Good evening. I apologize. My written report will be in your box tomorrow morning. I do have two updates, though, that we want to share. The first one is just about 2 weeks ago, we went and did a note sale. We drew down $3 million more for WPCA proceeds to continue the work that they're doing under the capital project. And we went in, remember, this was part of the 8-point plan that we were going to go to market about this time, understanding that we still had a negative fund balance, but we felt that the steps we'd taken would give us some street credibility. Well, I got to tell you, it was a phenomenal sale. Walt Mayhew, the treasurer, was in part of the sale now because this is more of what he's going to do. But since this was his first note sale, I kind of handled it. It was myself, the mayor, Mr. Mayhew, and Barry Bernarby from our financial advisors. And we sold $3 million of general obligation notes. We got three very competitive bids, which they weren't sure we were going to get competitive bids because they were not buying Connecticut paper that week. So considering we had no fund balance, we're coming out of the 8-point plan, we were shocked in that we got an interest rate of 0.63. Now that is the lowest rate that we've ever gotten as a city. So go figure, it was a home run. So we were able to get competitive interest rates. We received a premium. We received the $3 million today, and the WPCA will proceed with their work. But this is definitely a compliment to the aldermen and the tax board and everybody that works on this plan, because it showed serious savings here. We were talking of maybe being exposed to a 2% interest rate, given the market, given that week there was no Connecticut purchase, and considering our financial situation. So a 0.63 was a home run. So thank you to everyone on that. The second thing is for the properties that we're looking at, whether we're going to sell or knock down, we are still waiting on Eversource. Patty's been calling them every day this week. And once we get a quote on that, we'll have a hard number to what the cost is going to be to demo. And I think you guys need that to make the best decision whether to keep it or to demo it. So we should have that hopefully just after the holidays. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Any questions? I mean, that was a great job that we did. 0.63, I kind of asked jokingly if I could refinance 0.63, but there was no grabs on that. But anyways, so hearing none, I'm going to go to the police department. Jerry on. Any questions for
–
All right, they've been busy. Let's see. Fire marshal. Fire department. OEM. Until Mark today. He's working hard with us. Storms ambulance. Board of Ed. Public Works. All right, water pollution. None. Building department. Carl is out with COVID. I don't think he is here. We do have Ansonia filling in for us. Facilities. Just the same. Parking. Patty, the revolving loan. Patty's not on, right? Okay, Chief of Staff, Rev Andrew. Any questions for Andrew? Somebody's banging something. Yeah. This is good, man. That's why I love Zooms, man. It's like natural, man. I love it. Economic Development Liaison, Carmen. You're there if anybody wants to talk to you.
Sorry for the short list. I had COVID for 2 weeks.
Sorry. But I don't know if it was you or me. I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out. But we're getting a lot done, so. All right. Treasurer's report. Is Walt there? Walt Mayhew?
Nope.
I don't see him. I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll get a report from him one of these days. All right, so we'll move on to corporate counsel. We have Vin Marino there. How you doing, sir?
Nope.
Okay, no questions. Parks and Rec, demo there. They are maintaining. They're doing a good job out there.
Well, actually, Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson.
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. Listen, I'm not sure, but the fencing at Bradley School obviously has been coming up again and again and again. Is that a public works issue, or is that a something for the Parks and Recs to look at and bring forward to us? Maybe you know, Ron.
What is it, broken down?
Yeah, it's been the backstop at Bradley School has been in, I would say, very dangerous disrepair for quite some time. And my neighbors are sending me photos, and I've been speaking with the other aldermen up here. But I just don't know who's responsible for that fencing.
I remember Dennis talking about it a couple months ago at Parks and Rec. I think he talked with Ed. I know Ed may be on. But if not, I'll get a hold of Dennis again.
They discussed it this week. They are going to try to weld it and put a new pipe in and weld the area. I believe they're going to try to do that next week.
Okay, that's good.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, Parks and Rec. Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Cultural Commission, we definitely don't. I'll tell you right now, we're not doing a tree lighting. Cultural Commission has been on hiatus right now. We will. I know Public Works went out there and put the lights on, and we will just light them. Just for COVID. So we'll move on for there. Web report for tickets of the month. I don't know, Joe, you got anything or anybody?
Nope.
Been pretty quiet on that. Athletic complex building committee, sorry. The field house committee. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. We had three remaining things. One was the trees between the property owner and the back of the bleachers. Those trees are in. The second thing was the contractor has been engaged by the homeowner to finish the yard, leveling it and doing some terrain work. They said they'll do that in the spring. The homeowner is comfortable with that. And then the last thing we have to do is the signs, and that's just on us having a meeting. The trees are finally in, and that was a big hurdle. So thank you to everyone who pushed for that. That's all we have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Field house, baseball field. I don't know. I'm going to talk to Drew. I don't know. Do we have to continue this with the field house and baseball field committee, or is that one thing that we could lose? I guess the field house is done, and unless that's one committee that we have to keep going.
I'll defer to Keith and to Mark on that. If those are closed out projects, yeah. I mean, for my money, this whole exercise I've been saying for 2 years is a waste of our time, but that's just me.
Do we still need these committees, or are they all done, Keith? Do you know?
I know we just have the last of the signs, and then we're done. The field house committee, though, I don't know. Let me check with Mr. Izzo, because once his project is closed out, yeah, then the committee can be disbanded. Yeah. I don't know if they're actually officially closed out and done. So let me check, and I'll get back to you on that.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. Infrastructure committee.
We had a meeting last night. Approved some bills for remaining of Roosevelt Drive, and then we just had the injection of cash for the $3 million for the next round of projects that they're working on. We're also, the state has that committee that's looking at regionalizing the sewer services. The reason I bring that up with infrastructure is our next step in the list of projects that were approved at referendum starts to work on the plant. Well, there's some work at the plant that can be done either way, whether we regionalize or not, but there's some scopes of work that would be altered should we regionalize and there be a change in flow. So that work that committee is doing with the COG is quickly becoming important in our decision as to what we do next for scope of work. So we'll keep everyone apprised of that. But that committee's been meeting with the various towns and they're putting together a report. We hope to have it in the first quarter of 21.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Mayor, if I could revert back to that 6-20, the tickets, there was three problems there, an illegal dumping, a damaged public property, and improper parking sign there. Were those things taken care of? Someone's dumping brush on the top of High Street, the pile's getting bigger. Has anybody taken care of that stuff?
I haven't seen that one.
Pieces of asphalt everywhere on Washington Avenue, signs torn down, you know, and people are parking there because the sign was torn down, and now the school bus is having a hard time getting through on another street, the Crescent Street. I just wonder if anybody's following through on these.
Okay, Mark, can you just forward that to me tomorrow so I can double check on that? I didn't see it.
Thank you.
Under the tickets? Ron, is that what you said under the tickets?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll look into that tomorrow, Ron. Thank you. And once again, if anybody sees something, please call us and I can get it done before we have to get to these meetings. So we were at 6.23. Johnson Control update. You're done. Senior Center. Christine, you done? Hearing none. So we'll do administration number 7, administration of appointments. Approval of the minutes. 7.1.1, move to approve the minutes of the special meeting August 19, 2020. Oh, table not available. So these are all not available? Mark?
No, we don't have any of them.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to 7.2, refund of taxes. 7.2.1, move to approve tax refunds in an amount of $5,174.41, dated November 5th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
I'll move, Ron.
Ron, second?
Second, Joe. Second.
Joe, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 7.3, appointment to boards and commission, planning and zoning commission. 7.3.1.1, appointment of Gino DiGiovanni to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Glenn Stevens, effectively immediately expiring February 28, 2021. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second?
Second, Rob.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you, Gino, for getting involved. It's always good to see people getting involved with these committees.
Very now.
Number 8, committee reports. 8.1, Blight Committee. 8.1.1, 3644 Lafayette Street. Move to remove 3644 Lafayette Street from the Blight list and to remove the all Blight liens from 36-44 Lafayette Street. Do I have a motion?
So moved, so Charlie Sampson.
Second. Ron?
Yeah.
Discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Community relations, nothing. Operations procedures, nothing. Number 9, new business. Appraisal for 6771 Minerva Street and 147 Caroline Street. Move to authorize procurement of certificate appraisal of 67-71 Minerva Street and 147 Caroline Street. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved, Ron.
All right, discussion?
Yeah, just Carm, can you yeah, just give us a real quick background?
Sure. We're at the point now where we already had the RFP. We had the, we discussed that last month with the Charter Village. And right now we're sending out, because there is remediation that has to be done, we have to get a special type of appraiser to appraise the property to see what kind of remediation has to be done on the property. So what we're looking for is a figure from them, so then we know how much that we can ask for the property.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Let's see. 9.2, waiver. To waive the City of Derby fees for O'Sullivan Island Fishing Viewing Pier. Move to waive all City of Derby permits, applications, and code compliance fees for the O'Sullivan Island Fishing Viewing Pier. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second,
Charlie.
All right, so we got Joe and Charlie. Discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.4, sidewalk reimbursement. 155-157 Hawkins Street. Move to approve sidewalk reimbursement of Roxana and Pedro Berazuta, 155-157 Hawkins Street, in the amount of $630. Can I have a motion?
That he gets right. So move on.
Second, Charlie.
All right, discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so carried. River Compliments Flea Market. Discussion and possible action on a proposal by Ken Duclos to conduct an ongoing flea market on O'Sullivan Island.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we send out to community relations for next month.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, absolutely.
Second. Yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Opposed? All right. So carried. Resolution regarding representation in the Connecticut General Assembly. Move to adopt a resolution entitled Derby Deserves Equitable Representation, urging newly elected and reelected members of the General Assembly to include the city of Derby in only one state represented in district and only one state senate district. Do I have a motion?
So moved. So moved.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Okay, any discussion?
I have a question on that, and I've had some discussion with people concerning equal representation, and I could be easily misunderstanding this, but why would one representative be better than three that we currently have?
Who wants to touch that? I mean, you know, Rob, we're carved up as a pie.
I know it's really confusing and it doesn't make much sense, but having three voices in Hartford rather than one, none of the representatives, are from Derby. So, I mean, that's one way to look at it too.
Exactly. And then, you know, we have Nicole has like four streets. Then we have, Themis used to have Derby. And then,
Kara.
She has, you know, Ansonia and Derby. I mean, we're not really getting represented. I, you know what? They all say they are. And I think they have us in the heart, but we're all cut up, you know?
Most of the votes come from other towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Ansonia has a big part on Kara's position. And it's like, it's a no brainer. I mean, they're going to get it, whatever Ansonia wants. So they really pull us on there. And I think it's a good pull on us that, hey, you know, they're in the center of this stuff, but we should get, you know, representation, you know, dictated towards this. So, and hopefully that answers it, but.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, and it makes sense both ways. I just find it hard to say that one voice, elected from the majority of Derby rather than the three seats, the three districts in Derby. Yeah, I'm just having a tough time wrapping my head around why that
was. We just had a meeting, Drew, I think it was 2 days ago, and they all reiterated that. They said, they go, listen, we have Derby in our heart, and even though when I have, Nicole said, I only have three streets in Derby, I'm rooting for Derby. Kara the same way, and Mary the new one. So, you know, I get it. They say they do, and I believe them. But, you know, it feels like we're like a stepchild and everybody's grabbing a piece of us.
Yeah.
They're all very good, and we would be better off with a dedicated person fighting for Derby that right. We can go directly to, and they only have us to come to.
Exactly, Ron. You know, and, I mean, you've been here not long enough, and you know, we've been split up a long time, so it's like, why they split us up? I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. I just wanted to hear other people's perspectives and where we stood on that. But okay,
Rob, I would say, Rob, I totally understand where you're coming from. In theory, it sounds great and makes sense, but I'd have to agree with what Ron said it perfectly. Like to have one person focused on all of Derby.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, and Sarah, like at least a majority of Derby. I mean, everybody's like picking this, picking that. I mean, even when they politic and they come in, they're only hitting part of Derby, like they want their vote and stuff like that. So West Side could be different than East Side. And I don't know.
That's my seat. We don't have any clout.
Yep. All right. So any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So carried. Let's see. Number 10, old business. Easement in favor of City Ansoni on Coal Lane. Discussion, possible action on requested easement. Do I have a motion to talk about this?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
All right, second?
Second, Jody Martino.
All right, Joe. Discussion?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson. I was kind of hoping one of our engineers would be on here, but I know that he met some of the members of the board, which I unfortunately couldn't make that meeting. I was working, but here's, and I'm going to go back to actually what the Mr. DeCenzo said in regards to this. This is, we're talking about Ansonia property. We're not talking about the City of Derby property, and Ansonia is going to do what they want to do. And to me, that's a problem, because without giving them an easement to put a drainage in that will take care of the runoff that this new road that they're going to build with or without us to me would be an issue. And I hear what Mr. Lionetti is saying in regards to once they make a mistake and ruin the area, we should have our corporation council get involved. I think that that's just too costly a correction for us, number one. And in the time that, and Mr. Marino could correct me if I'm wrong, that the year or two or three or four that this ends up in court, as we litigate the damages, or the property owner has to litigate the damages against the town of Ansonia, that more damage is going to be occurring. So I looked at the resolution to or the agreement that was put together. I would like it to include that the City of Derby requests that that gate be locked, and we request that only emergency access to that onto our streets be utilized by the town of Ansonia. And I would also ask that the members of the public safety, meaning the police department, and the fire chiefs and the EMS corps, have keys to access that in case they need access to actually perform public safety functions on City of Derby property, which abuts Coal Lane, which is in Ansonia.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I can't help but go back to the August Planning and Zoning meeting when this was first presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it was presented by the engineers from the City of Ansonia. They used it as an emergency access, and when that was questioned to I forget the name of the street, Crestwood maybe, in Ansonia, to move the emergency access to Crestwood, you know, it got a little contentious, and I just didn't like the tone of that meeting. And then, you know, subsequent meeting, in either whether it was September or October, they came back with new plans, and it was all suddenly the main focus was about the water. So in August, it was about emergency access, and then the following month, it was about the water drainage. So. You know, I'm having a hard time trusting what the actual main focus is. I mean, you know, speaking with, not to steal his thunder, but he's not here tonight. Speaking with Tom D'Onofrio, he had an idea of maybe putting the emergency access gate at Crestwood, and then having an alternate gate at Coal Lane at Sunset Drive, and having, you know, only opening that, unlocking that Sunset Drive gate only if Crestwood is also inaccessible. So I'm not sure if that's something that we can look at and have put into the easement as well.
No, I hear that. As the engineers were talking, it's 60% of the water coming off of that is going into Wooded Park. We are getting free drainage, which is going to help out from the silt going into Wooded Park. they're gonna build this. Listen, one way or the other, they're building this. If we can get that 60% of the water, the water is still gonna come down. And I hope you guys understand this. The water is gonna come down there. Whether they build their road, the 60% is still gonna go down that part. Is that Ansonia's issue? You know, from what the engineers are saying, the water's already coming down there. So if we can get them to capture that, save the residents any drainage problems, stuff like that, and go into a pond, I mean, for us, it's a win-win. I mean, we heard from, excuse me, we, go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, I just wanted to just let the aldermen know, all the men or all the women know, that if this matter proceeds without an easement, which, as has been stated, the city of Ansonia will proceed with their development regardless of the existence of the easement. If there's an issue with the on private property, that will not be an issue for the city to address. That'll be an issue that the private property owner has to address at their own expense. So if this easement will mitigate that water runoff today, that private property owner will not potentially have an issue in the future. But if the easement doesn't go forward and the drainage is not in place to control water runoff and private property is affected, the city will not have the obligation to do anything in the future.
Well, Vin,
I just want everyone to be clear of that.
Vin, you're telling me if the city of Ansonia diverts water onto private property that never happened before, that's legal?
Well, no.
No, I'm not saying that it's legal. I'm saying that it'll be a private property owner's expense to sue the city.
Because right now there's no real problem.
Well, Ron, there is a problem.
It makes a rust that goes down to the reservoir property. It goes into the dirt in the reservoir property. Very little of it even reaches the reservoir. And it makes some rust in the road going down. But to pull 25 trees down and do what they're going to do on our property down there, I just don't see a need for it. That's my opinion.
No, I got that. Ron, you know, that's great, but we have an opportunity that someone's going to correct a water issue. I mean, there's no
water issue.
There isn't. Okay.
Where'd you get a complaint about a water issue up there?
There's drainage going off down to the Whittick Park.
Rainwater's going in the reservoir and through the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of it rutted through the way there. It doesn't even reach the end.
Okay, eventually it does, but, you know.
Again, my main issue was this was all about emergency access and wanting to pave it so they can have access to the school. And suddenly it became the water became a primary issue when that was clearly secondary back in August.
Well, it is secondary. But if we have an opportunity for someone to do something for our city, I think it's a great thing. If you guys don't think so, it's up to you. But I'm just saying, you know, why lift, you know, a gift card for the mouse? If they're going to give it to us, do it.
I would just be much more comfortable if we had two gates and the first access was off of Crestwood and the second one was off of Sunset Drive.
I hear you, but they don't have to do it. This is the Ansonia property, if you understand that. If they're going to do it one way or the other. Whether we approve this or not, they're going to do it. I think it's better for our citizens. Correct. Any water that's coming through is going to correct. And like Attorney Marino just said, you know.
That's what eventually turned me off. They could do it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. They could do it anyway. Let them do it.
And Chief of Staff, can I just clarify something for Alderman? Because I think this is a critical point. When they went to planning and zoning and they were talking about the construction of this road, I think it still remains that the critical element of this thing is the access for emergency purposes in case Pulaski Highway gets blocked. So really the only thing they need from us and the only thing that has to come in front of your board is the easement to control the drainage that would be coming onto our property. I think that's probably the nuance and the difference. It's still really the only purpose of the roadway is emergency access to the backside of the high school. The water, to Alderman Sill's point, has not been as much of a problem as it's going to be when they add blacktop. but that's, I think, what the mayor's saying. They're going to add the blacktop. So there's going to be more water going that way, coming our way. So if we have the ability to catch that and control the runoff so it doesn't go down into Lytic Park or onto the private properties, and Sony is giving us the basically the one-time opportunity that they will do that. They will construct it. They just need the easement from us to come onto our property and construct the drainage swale and essentially like a catch basin. That's really it. Like, I feel like this thing was so much more innocuous than what it's turned out to be. Like, this thing, like, we're giving up all these crazy rights. I can't really understand it. And I think, to your point, Alderman Heider, it's probably because of the way that the public jumped out ahead of this thing at the planning and zoning meeting with a misunderstanding of, I think, what it really was all about. It's pretty much as simple as that. There's going to be a minor roadway that's only for emergency access. I make a suggestion that maybe you add to that to ensure the one thing that seems to be an issue for the neighborhood, maybe you add that if the roadway is going to be used for anything other than emergency access, it requires approval from this board. That way you know it's locked. It's only used for that. You're going to get the drainage to not be a problem, and it's all done in one fell swoop. I just this issue just to me has taken on this whole life that's going on for months. I don't get it, other than the fact that I know there were some upset residents, but I also think there were residents who had no idea what this thing was really all about. So
thank you. I think that's a great point. If we can either add the suggestion from Tom D'Onofrio or add what Drew just said about only opening that other than emergency access with approval from this board.
I don't know how to, and Vin, correct me if I'm wrong, but how do we dictate what Ansoni does on their road?
Well, it's not the road, it's the access point. So let's focus on it. Now, if I'm a private property owner, and again, I'm not, I don't want to make any statements as a matter of offense, and it's not intended to offend anyone. I don't live there, and I appreciate the concerns. However, if I'm a property owner and I have the risk of having my property damaged because of water runoff and then have the obligation to pursue through the courts an action against the city of Ansonia to correct that, or have to bring some proceeding to the Board of Aldermen because someone is misusing an access point, the cost-benefit analysis, in my opinion, is the access, having to contest the use of the access point rather than the diminution in value to my property because of water runoff. So again, it's a balancing act. I get it, but the easement is designed to address water runoff that will not only affect and protect public property, but private property. And alternatively, we will have a access point that will be utilized for emergency services only, and to address that, have it gated. If that gets misused, it's much easier to enforce if I'm a private resident than addressing water runoff. Because where is the water coming from? There's a lot of ifs and ands and scientific data that goes into water runoff. If someone's misusing or abusing an access point, that's easily determined and easily discoverable with a video camera that everyone has on their phone. And they can be at your next Board of Aldermen meeting, and I, as your corporation counsel, can be in Ansonia the next day saying, we got a problem here, and it's gotta be stopped. So if you're balancing the equities and trying to protect your public property as well as your private property residential interests in balance, I'm of the opinion that the easement does that the best. Yes, we can add language. We can add whatever language you want to limit the use of this access point for all purposes other than emergency. And that's easy. It's easy enough to do.
Well, you couldn't vote on it tonight until the language is in there.
We can add language. I know we have executive session. We can move this till after executive session, and then I can see if I can put it in there, or we can address it in 2 weeks from now, whatever the pleasure of the body is.
I would propose to table it until the language can get straightened out and come back at our next full board meeting.
Which is in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. My thought would be, if it's going to go to your next meeting, then maybe what we do is we refer it to subcommittee, maybe community relations, so that there can be the language can be reviewed before it comes back to the body.
Wasn't there something last month that we put in there that's not in there tonight too?
I don't know, Ron.
No, the only thing we did last month was we took out some ambiguous language, which kind of made it look like they get to use all this property in the easement for more than just to put this drainage ditch in. So we took that out, that was taken out.
I thought too that there was a discussion of the permanent right as opposed to a temporary. You know, there was a discussion of the in perpetuity being questioned.
Go to Court of Counsel on that one, because I believe the way I read it, it just says that they have the permanent right to go there while they're constructing and maintaining.
Yeah.
So we actually have to give them the ability to maintain this drainage ditch that they're also putting in.
Ron, you take this back then. We'll put it, bring it back to you, and then get it to the full board with the correct language we were looking for.
And have language in there. The only reason that road would be open is for emergency use or for maintenance also, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, let's do that then. You okay with that, Charlie?
Oh, absolutely. I'm good with that.
All right, I'm good with it too.
All right. So,
I have to withdraw my motion.
All right.
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay.
Actually, Mark?
You don't. You could just refer it to committee, and that motion would take precedent.
You already withdrew it,
so I guess it doesn't matter.
About the road being paved.
We're going to go to community relations.
Hold on. Go ahead, Ron.
One quick question, Mayor. If the water's coming down the road and everything, why can't it be instead of still running into Derby? Because if they're going to build a road, it wouldn't automatically come into Derby anymore.
Right. I mean, I think initially when
right side of the road is
the engineer was talking about it, 60% of the water is coming from Derby, coming down that access. So, I mean, I think it was a home run for us where, listen, they're correcting our problem. So from what Don Smith was saying, if anybody can correct me, 60% of the water from that going down that access road is from Derby. So I don't know. I look at it as a no-brainer for us to have them correct it, control it, keep it from going down to Wittick Park, and then, you know, you got the access road contained with gates.
I think this is the way to do it, then. The community relations and also the aldermen can take part in that. So Absolutely. We're all one page, finally. Yep. We really didn't discuss this. So if we can get all on one page, expedite the meeting or whatever, and everybody will be solid coming into a meeting.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right, so.
So I move this to community relations for their next scheduled meeting.
I'll second that.
All right.
Ron, do you need anything else on this agenda? We can keep adding.
I have Wittick Park already for the damage from whatever they're riding through there, and then the flea market, and then that. That's all. All minor, yeah.
That's a nice trifecta.
Yeah. That's all right. It'll be big things to get done.
No, absolutely. And then with the quads going on up there, I mean, I'm working with the
chief. As the chair, you can set the agenda. If this is currently on your agenda and there's no action to be taken, you don't have to take any action, and you, as chair, can just remove it from the agenda.
Tonight's agenda, right?
Yep. All right. All right, that was number 10. So that was pushed over to community relations. Executive session. I have a motion to go into executive session for factory and whatever street.
Were we inviting the mayor, Vin, Andrew, and Carmen?
Do we need anybody else?
Corporation Counsel, Vin Marino, and John Marini.
And who else? True.
We need John Marini too.
John Marini. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Got a formal motion.
Second.
Second, Ron.
All right. So we'll go into executive session right now.
8:06.
Okay, and for the people that are on the call that are not invited, I'm going to put you into the waiting room, and then when the executive session is over, I will we'll put you back in, okay? Or if you want to hang up, that's okay. All right, so.
I stay on and look at that face, Mark.
What's that?
I stay on and look at that pretty face you got there.
Yeah, well.
Never change.
Hold on.
Not a hair out of place.
I know, it's smiling like a champ. So I'm going to pause the recording too. So, okay, it's 8:34, Mayor.
All right, thank you. Motion to go back to the regular session.
Almost.
Second. All right. So 12.1, Two Factory Street. Discussion, possible action.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to have the mayor and corporation council to proceed as directed.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 12.2, 9 Minerva Street. Discussion, possible action.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to move to put 9 Minerva Street out to sealed bid.
Do you have a second?
Charlie Sampson.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Ron, 13.
Motion to adjourn at 8:36. Good meeting, guys. We'll move these things along. We're going in the right direction.
There you go, brother. Everybody have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Wear your masks. All right.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Everyone.
Take care.